This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I want to say this right out of the gate. I'm sure for many of you, and Dibs, you probably experienced this too. I don't think all year long my phone did that at the end of a game. That was like 28 text messages at the end of that game from multiple angles of my life.
I authored a few of them.
You authored
a few.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lucas was in there. Grandy was in there.
Words like disaster, calamity, embarrassment.
Totally. All my high school boys saw you. Thank you, Kyle Heidenreich, good friend.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, pow, 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 pow. Like, just, I mean, the thing, it scared Christy's dog because Christy's dog, she doesn't like the buzzing phone right next to her, and she jumped off of the couch. And it was all a total frustration sensation. And so whatever you wanted to text your friends, thank you. Whatever you wanted to text your friends at 9:38 last night, why don't you call and say it to us right now?
You won't.
Yeah, you will.
You should.
And you will.
Let it off your chest.
888-957-9570. Your fingers are pointed at what? Now, notice I didn't say at who. Now, you can do that if you want, to make it a who. I'd rather make it kind of a couple of collective things, but I'll start with this. I really do believe it. You kind of joked when I said it the first time that this is maybe the sixth time we've felt this year.
Yep.
You might be right, but this one beats all of those because it's more recent and more is on the line. This was the worst loss of the year. When you factor in what was at stake, this was the worst night of the year for the Golden State Warriors. And I know there were moments in January where you didn't, like, here's what's also funny. 3 months ago, if you had offered us this with two games to go, we would all have signed up for it. All of us.
Well, not that.
Yes. We would have signed up
not
for
that.
No, if I had said to you in January, hey, Warriors are going to be in the 7 hole, but, you know, two games to go, and if one other team loses a game and they're going to be an underdog in a couple of games on back-to-back nights, if they lose one of them and you win your last two games, you're in. And if you don't, you're the 7. And you'll have maybe a couple of home shots to get into the playoffs. In January, we all would have signed up for that. The team was bouncing around at 500. We all would have taken this, but not now. Not now and not tonight. And with everything on the line, and leading after one, and leading after three.
Oh, God.
And everything that went into last night, the fact that a former Warrior sat there with his arm in the air, waving it like he just don't care at the end of the whole thing, that was the worst loss of the year for the Golden State Warriors. Now you got to go recover.
Yeah, you have to go recover and get help to avoid being in the playing game anyway. And you look at the game, and the last 3 minutes, basically, you didn't have a field goal. You didn't make one. Your best shot was a Steph Curry 30-footer that didn't go in, and then you had Jimmy Butler free throws. And I do want to give Draymond Green some praise for stepping to the line with 3 seconds left and hitting two. Not one. You needed both, and he hit them both.
Those
two
were nerve-wracking.
Big free throws. Yep. And I don't know if I've ever seen Draymond in that way on the second free throw. And, you know, the camera cut to him, and he needed the second free throw to tie the game. And you could see, like, a big exhale, and you could see Draymond taking a little extra time. And he looked, for the first time in my life, nervous.
I actually barked at him when he did that. I was like, don't overthink it. Because the first one, he just stepped up and pow, swish.
Right.
Just like, I'm like, do it again. Don't sit there and start thinking about the moment and put it on your shoulders and all of that. Like, dude, just shoot it.
I had a different reaction. I looked at him. I'm like, look at you, Draymond. Because he knew. He knew how big that was. And he took an extra beat and he gave it a little whew, and, you know, he stepped up. And he drilled it. And at that moment, I thought, all right, overtime. Cool. Yeah, take your time out, San Antonio, whatever. And I'm not scared by whatever you draw up. And, you know, Harrison Barnes with a great shot, and he beat you. And I was bummed in the moment. But then my disappointment turned to anger, realizing exactly what had taken place, not only in the fourth quarter, but the second quarter where, you know, Pods and his chariot turned into a pumpkin, and Moses Moody he's in a little bit of a funk.
He's in a funk.
He's in a big time funk. And if you want to go beyond that, and you didn't have QP3 who could play, and Kuminga was, he's fine. He's not like that impactful. He doesn't have the ha ha. And then Steph Curry was, he was fine. 30 points. I mean, it's more than ordinary, but he wasn't that efficient. And Jimmy Butler could only make free throws. And you look beyond that, and it's like, you blew two gigantic leads at home against a team that's not very good.
Well, and listen, you know, when we say all everything you just said was true, I'm going to refrain. Y'all get to do whatever you want, but I'm going to refrain from what I think we do. And the Warriors have actually been asking us to, like Steph Curry said a few nights ago, can we stop doing this? Like, I really don't like when we come in the day after a game and then use last night's game to fill in a sentence about a player. Here's an example of what I mean. See, Pods can't shoot. What the hell are you talking about?
I didn't say that.
No, right, you didn't. Yeah. You didn't. But it's
I just said his chariot turned into a pumpkin.
And that's fine.
It's midnight for Cinderella.
He had a bad game. He had a bad game. They've all had a bad game here and there. I define last night by two things. And they are the two things that are constants when the Warriors lose, which is the old guys start looking fatigued. There are signs of fatigue. Steve Kerr's words now, when Steph starts getting sloppy with the ball in the fourth quarter, it's usually because he needs an emotional break. Is that not exactly what he said?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
When Denver came in here without Jokic, beat the Warriors, Steph was sloppy with the ball. Steve went to his locker after the game and said, you're not playing tomorrow night. Steph said, no, you're not playing tomorrow night. Was that not the same thing that we saw in the fourth? Here's what Steve said at that time.
More of a mental and emotional fatigue.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Then and physically he's fine. Physically his back was fine last night. You know, he put up a fight last night when I told him I wanted to give him the night off, but he understood. You guys know Steph, when he's emotionally tired, it affects his decision making. And so he's been turning it over last couple games. He's a little out of sorts. So, you know, we've got lots of experience with this, with Steph. We know him well and just needs a night off once in a while. He's for sure earned it. I mean, he's just carried us on the road trip, and he's been amazing. And But the last couple of games, I think the fatigue has shown, and so give him a night, and then he'll be right back out there Thursday.
All right, and obviously you're not giving him a night off tomorrow night. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that there were signs at the end of that game last night where your big three were suffering from exactly what Steve Kerr is talking about. And with the six games and nine nights and the long road trip and the tough opponents and everything on the line, none of these are excuses. It's just an observation. They started to be sloppy in the fourth quarter. The other characteristic of Warriors losses lately, the role players miss most of their threes. And that's what happened last night. So I don't come out with any umbrella concerns. I really don't. I said to you yesterday, I think the Warriors are one of five teams that can win a title. I stand by that. I really do. I just come out with micro concerns. Now we're starting to get into mathematical concerns because you couldn't afford to lose that game. But you did.
You did. And for me, it's not so much about you being sloppy or tired because you only played about 25 minutes, if that, the night before in Phoenix. For me, it was about just recklessness. And you were 1-for-10 from three in the fourth quarter. And that includes Brandon, Steph, Kuminga, and Moses. Your only three that was made was by the guy who you would rather not shoot threes, and that's Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
He was 1-for-1. As a team, you were 1-for-10, 5-of-21 from the floor, and you only had three turnovers, and the three were two Draymond and one Steph. And the one Draymond was probably half a Steph. One of the Draymonds was because he got put into a bad spot, and he gave it up, and it turned into a live ball three the other way. So it was a bad, bad fourth quarter. Jimmy played all 12 minutes and he had 13 of your 23, and most of those came from the foul line. So beyond that, you had only 15 points outside of Jimmy from the foul line, and it was a Jimmy 3, a Jimmy 2, and 3 Steph 2. So offensively, you had nothing going, and I don't think that it's necessarily fatigue. I thought you were sloppy, and I thought that when it came down to actually making a play and getting a bucket, offensively, you were stagnant.
Right, but what leads to sloppy? Again, I'm just using
I'm not saying fatigue.
Oh, well, that's what Steve Kerr says.
Sure, and we'll ask him at 5 today if he thought they were tired. And if they were tired in that spot after only playing 23 minutes...
I can promise you they were tired. I don't know. It's not an excuse. You have to...
It's not an excuse.
You have to work with your fatigue.
Whatever it was, if that's the reason why you lost, well, then you're in real trouble.
No, it's not. I don't see it that way. It's not the reason, but...
What is it?
We don't really have... there's 1,000 reasons. Why'd you lose the game? Well, because that shot didn't go in, and then that shot didn't go in, and then that shot didn't go... I mean, we could do that. It's just an observation. And there's no question that they're tired. They are older. And they were in Phoenix the night before. It doesn't matter if they played 25 minutes or 33 minutes. They're in Phoenix the night before. They had to get on a flight. They had to come home, get in their bed at 2 or 3 in the morning. And this is the way it works. And we can be Johnny Public if we want and be like, I can't believe these pampered private plane boys get tired. Yes, that's how it works.
Right.
That's how it works. They were tired. And when I see those great players get sloppy, to me, it's usually a sign of fatigue. And I am thankful today that you will not see any more back-to-backs for the Golden State Warriors. I think that's going to go well for them. That's just me.